Outside the window, I could see a vast distance. At first, I was not sure what I was looking at. The seemingly impossible number I perceived was one, followed by a million zeros. What appeared to be an organic, randomly formed collection was in fact a symmetrical pattern that I was only seeing a small piece of. Moments after I became aware of the scale of the system, I felt a sharp pain in my eyes. It began in both eyes at once and traveled behind them to a spot that felt like the middle of my skull. The pain was unbearable and beyond any I had ever imagined possible. The pain lasted for a split second, then quickly became a warm, numbing sensation that expanded down and through my body until all feeling was gone, even from the tips of my fingers and toes. I could still move, or at least I think I could, because when I tried to kick my legs around, I couldn't feel them, but I could hear muffled, shuffling sounds that matched the tempo of my attempted movement. This lasted for a period of time that I cannot measure, as I was alone and blinded. Then I ceased to hear anything, even as I was still trying to kick my legs like I had done before, not even the muffled sound of movement could be heard. I cannot tell if the words I speak are being heard by anyone. I keep talking, though I can no longer see, hear, or feel anything. I do not know how my body is surviving, as I have not consumed food or have knowledge of any other bodily functions. As I think of what has changed, I cannot imagine anything other than my absolute terror. Though, in this now totally silent existence, I feel at peace. My memory is intact. I remember things I thought I had once forgotten. The sorrows and joys are there in my memory, but I do not feel emotions now. I repeat these words, not knowing if anyone will hear, not knowing if any sound is coming from my mouth, not having any proof I still have a mouth. If anyone can hear me, I have no desires or sense of purpose. If you hear me, I have no way of knowing. I do not know where I am, and have nowhere to be or any means of navigation. I keep talking because it is the only thing I have to do, other than remember experiences from my past and wonder at the last thing I saw. When I had my hands on the rail, I slid the panel open to reveal what was outside. The view is normally blocked to not bother those who are asleep. At this moment, no one else was around, and I was feeling restless. I would have liked to walk and stretch my legs. I would have liked to make love. I would have liked to be finished with my journey and back home with the information I had already collected. Outside the window, I could see a vast distance. At first, I was not sure what I was looking at. It looked strangely familiar, but not something I could give a name to.